Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
Only a Game has brought you skillet tossing, of course, and underwater hockey, and the competitive eating of all sorts of things. You've thrilled to the exploits of those who would climb to the highest point in Rhode Island, a leisurely hike of perhaps 10 minutes from where they park their cars. But do these exotic adventures pale when compared to the competition of librarians and the book carts they wheel before them? We'll let you decide.
At 3:45 on a recent Sunday afternoon, my stereotype of librarians was completely turned on its head.
Sexy? Hold on, I gotta talk to her. I'm sorry, did you just say librarians are sexy?
Oh, we are. Just ask our husband and those teenagers that come to my library.
We give it away for free.
I've heard, but for 2 weeks or 3 weeks at a time, I've heard.
And you can renew whenever you'd like.
That's Tammy. I'm not going to give you her last name because, well, she's a California school librarian, and I don't want her to get fired. She's one of the California Girls, a team of 8 school librarians competing in this year's American Library Association Book Cart Drill Team Championships. That's right, Book Cart Drill Team. While Tammy and I exchange bad puns, the rest of her team apply temporary tattoos to their midriffs. You know, stuff like librarians rule and read or die, which surprises me, but probably not the ALA's Director of Conference Services, Deirdre Ross, who organized today's competition.
It does tell people librarians are very different, not what you thought. They're lots of fun and very creative.
Ross first heard about book cart drill teams in, well, a book.
And I looked at the book and I thought, well, this is a thing, you know, and I hadn't realized that it was just a librarian thing, and most of the teams did it in parades, like the 4th of July parade or the Memorial Day parade.
The photos of librarians dancing with decorated book carts excited Ross so much, she thought a drill team competition would be a great addition to the ALA's national conference. So, 3 years ago, she tried it out.
And it was just mesmerizing because people just put their heart and soul in it, and it was just like more than I ever had expected.
At this year's conference in Anaheim, 8 teams from Delaware to California, including Bibliotechies, Palm Desert Cart Attacks, and Bibliophiles, are putting their heart and soul into it. One team I speak with, from Riverside County Library West in California, tells me they don't just want to push book carts back and forth between team members and do a pirouette every now and then. They want to tell a story, through song, about James Bond.
You'll hear parts where he's talking about his relationships with women. They end bad, so he's going to have a woman, you know, he's going to get slapped. His woman that he loves is going to get killed, and so we go by the lyrics.
That's Gilmore, Aaron Gilmore, the newest Bond, a youthful, bespectacled lad who's more Harry Potter than Roger Moore. He and his team, call number 007, get it? Call number 007? Rehearsed twice a week for 2 months for today's competition. On the other side of the curtain that separates the Anaheim Convention Center's backstage area from the audience, about 2,000 spectators gather to see just how creative librarians can get with book carts. One, Morgan Murray, tells me he hopes to see one of his fantasies become a reality.
Well, you know, there's always that image of the librarian who's got her glasses and her hair up in a bun, and then she takes the hair clip out and tosses her hair and throws the glasses off, and this pretty much is consistent with that sort of passing the image.
There's always that image?
As the competition begins, most of the routines bring to mind vintage MGM musicals and are exactly what Morgan Murray hopes to see. At one point, I think, oh my word, it's librarians gone wild. In one routine, a woman stands atop 2 book carts. Then her teammates slowly pull them apart until she's suspended midair, in a split. The California girls enhance their number by reaching under their shirts, pulling their bikini tops off, and throwing them high into the air. But it's team call number 007 that takes the competition to a new level, according to today's Master of Ceremonies, children's author, Mo Willems.
It's beautiful how much You know, we had the sex, but you added the violence. My library, very little sex and violence.
There's the simulated violence, of course, but there's also accidental violence. When, mid-routine, a faux slap to James Bond's face gets a little too close for comfort.
He just lost his glasses.
A mishap that costs the team major points with the judges.
9.007 for a grand total of 007 points.
Thanks,
congratulations.
In the end, though, nothing pleases a crowd, even a crowd of bookworms, like early 80s Michael Jackson, something Santa Monica Library's well-stacked cybrarians understand. Despite the team's name, the cybrarians' routine is more rated G than R. Their book carts sport biohazard signs and beakers that overflow with smoke. They're dressed like Albert Einstein, lab coat, wig, and all. But when Thriller starts playing and the cybrarians morph into dancing zombies, the crowd, normally known for shushing people, gets loud. Really loud. It may not be the stuff of New York Times bestsellers, but the Jackson homage wins the crowd over, and the judges.
9.95! Oh,
sweet.
Or as my mother would say, 0.05 from doing a good job.
When the totals are added up, the well-stacked cybrarians are victorious. Afterwards, I speak with the team's choreographer, Shauna Johnson, a former cheerleader turned youth services librarian.
What does it mean to win this competition?
Oh, it's amazing. This is the first thing that we've ever done. We just got together about 2 months ago. We practiced, and it's amazing that we came out where we did.
Are you going to cry? Don't cry on me. Don't cry.
I'm not.
She doesn't. Well, she does. A little. Then, a few minutes later, an elated Morgan Murray, the spectator with a librarian fantasy, pulls me aside. He was right, I tell him. Librarians really do let their hair down, to which he counters.
Every librarian wants to show off their sensuous side.
Although the well-stacked cybrarians prove that, at least when it comes to book carts, sex doesn't always sell. For Only a Game, I'm Charlie Schroeder in Anaheim, California.
Charlie Schroeder's story about the battling librarians will be featured on this week's program, a compendium of the best stories from the past year, or at least some of the ones that were easiest for us to find in the file drawer down the hall from the studio. We'll also revisit the Bio Blitz, in which competitive species collection and identification will be featured, and we'll speculate again upon what Michael Phelps will do in his downtime between editions of the Summer Olympics. We'll reprise our story about lobster boat racing in Maine, too, and my visit to the Perkins School for a most extraordinary track and field competition. So join us, and remember you can always listen to the program at onlyagame.org. And happy holidays.